And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. As always, we welcome phone calls if you're, of course, interested in what's going on in the city of Manhattan when it comes to economic development or in the area. 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. I know you have your big annual meeting coming up very, very soon, Lyle.
Yes, Kathy, time flies when you're having fun. It goes from year to year. But yes, our annual meeting is coming up this Friday, and we are already sold out. We have 630 people going to be joining us for our evening banquet and annual meeting. And, you know, the highlight, I think, for a lot of people in the community is that's when we make the official announcement as to who our Lud Fisher Citizen of the Year is and our C. Clyde Jones Volunteer of the Year. And those have been going on for a number of years, and it's quite an honor and recognition and for the people that have done some great things for our community. And so I know people, it's a real highlight. And so that's probably the highlight. But at the same time, we're celebrating what was accomplished at the Chamber in 2016. And so our outgoing chair, Kristen Brighton, who is a principal with New Boston Creative, is talking about this past year. And then as she passes the gavel over to Jim Gordon, who is with Sink Gordon accounting firm here in Manhattan. And Jim is going to be talking about what's going to be happening in 2017 for the Chamber. So those are kind of the highlights. It's an opportunity for the business community to come together, network, and celebrate what's happened last year and what's on the horizon for 2017. But it's a great event. Again, the Chamber, this is its 92nd year. It doesn't seem possible when you look at the history of the Chamber and the leadership that's been at the Chamber. And we're celebrating the 92 years that the Chamber has officially been incorporated. There was about 15 years prior to that time, back in the early 1900s, when it wasn't called the Chamber of Commerce, but it was a group of businessmen that were primarily retailers had come together and formed basically a retail organization, and then eventually it was incorporated 92 years ago. So it is a big event for us, and we're real excited to be able to do that. We'll be letting the news media know just as soon as that happens who our new Citizen and Volunteer of the Year and some of the highlights.
Very good. Opening soon. People always look forward to that. And I know it looks like you have your usual lengthy list there, if we just want to go ahead and get started on that.
Sure, Kathy. I'm always pleased to be able to do this and kind of update people. And again, as we always remind people that we try to keep up with as best we can. And in fact, Dave Lewis was in asking about a particular location, and I didn't have the answer to that. So things are very fluid in a positive way in Manhattan, and so there's lots of good things going on. We always start out with some of the things, some of the businesses that we've either had ribbon cuttings or have opened since the last time that we have been in here. So usually these are things in the last 60 days that have opened. For example, we just a few weeks ago did the ribbon cutting for the terminal at Manhattan Regional Airport. So that now is fully open, and all points of that are accessible for travelers going in and out. And I tell people, even if you're not planning on taking an airplane trip here, it's a city-owned building, and it's other than the secured areas, it's a great opportunity to go out and just see what a great front door that we have for people visiting our community, as well as those that are going to be using the airport, the very modern conveniences that are out there.
And now bigger planes, we're told, are going to be coming our way in May.
You've been reporting on a lot of the activity over the last 7 to 10 days about the increased size of the aircraft. We've had 50 passenger jets since they started flying service here, American, in 2010, And the good news is that these new aircraft are larger, and so they carry more passengers. They're more efficient. They have more amenities on them because they're brand or fairly new aircraft that are only a year or two old at the most. And so some of them will have the Wi-Fi capability on the aircraft. So that's always nice to have. And our understanding is they fly even a little faster than the 50 passenger jets. So it's going to cut off another 5 to 10 minute flying time down to Dallas. So that's always nice when you can shorten your trips. So a lot of positive things. And the city's been working hard on that. And Jesse Romo, I know you have on, and Ron Fear, to kind of update people on that. A couple of other relocations and things we had. ERA, High Point Realty, has located to 2803 Claflin Road. And Architect One is a new architectural firm in our community. We just did their ribbon cutting. They're located at 103 South 4th Street. That's an architectural firm. Actually, the owner of the firm is from Topeka. And so this is a second location for them in Kansas. And so we welcome them. The owner is a K-State grad, as I said. ProCopy did a relocation, and they also have new ownership, and they're at 408 Houston. And I think a lot of people, since the Christmas holiday season, when the Blue Moose Bar and Grill opened at the Manhattan Town Center, and of course the Town Center 13, the movie complex, Suzette's, which is a French restaurant, is now open at 716 North Manhattan. Combative Sports Center here in the downtown at 116 South 4th Street. And What's Up Eastern Market is at 1122 Laramie Street. And End Zone Sportswear did a relocation and expansion, and they're now located in the Green Valley Business Park. So those are just a few of the things in the last 60 days that have opened, or some of those we've done ribbon cuttings for or going to do ribbon cuttings for. So now we move into opening soon, and in fact, I know that this has just already occurred in the last couple of weeks. Edward Jones has a new office in town, and the principal of that office is Catherine McKinley, and at 604 Humboldt, and that's a brand new office and for Edward Jones in our community. Remax Destiny Real Estate has opened at 530 South 3rd Street in Suite 120, and that's on the south side of the Manhattan Conference Center in our downtown. Opening a little bit later over in Aggieville, we don't have some dates on these, but Acme Print is going to be opening at 622 North Manhattan Avenue. The Dusty Bookshelf at 700 North Manhattan Avenue has been doing some alterations. AJ's Pizza is going to have a location at 1119 Morrow Street. The Goose, which is at 1121 Morrow Street, is going to be reopening. They had closed, but they are going to be doing a reopening here shortly. Over by the airport again is Larson Construction is building a new office and storage buildings, and they are at 2616 Eureka Terrace. So that's over by the airport. In the downtown area, coming up in by the end of this year, in December of 2017, Hayden Orthodontics is going to locate at 414 Humboldt, which is a relocation. Via Christi is doing a major remodel and rehab of the old Ray's Apple Market location in downtown Manhattan. And that is at 222 North 6th Street. And again, I know you have the hospital folks on pretty regularly, and I'm sure they've talked quite a bit about that. Back just a few weeks ago, the Hibachi Hut reopened, as we remember it moved from Aggieville to 429 Points Avenue, and then it was sold, and now the Cox Brothers have that, which they were one of the original ones many, many, many years ago, so they've put the original recipes back
had
in there.
Butt in to talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah, so, sure sounds good. I've yet to get there. My husband went there and said it was great.
So, yeah. And I think they've shortened the name a little bit, calling it the Hut. So, and then a real landmark in our downtown that's been there for a long time, Strecker Nelson Gallery. What a wonderful place that has been. And the former owners have decided to retire. But the good news is they've sold it to some great people. the West family, and they're the new owners, and they're officially taking over in April of 2017, but it's going to stay in the same location, and they're going to continue with the same format that Barbara and Jay Nelson have done for many, many years. So we're excited that that gets to stay in the downtown. If we go over onto Fort Riley Boulevard, John Harper is relocating his American Family Insurance business to 701 Fort Riley Boulevard. Howie's Recycling has been doing some office alterations at their current location at 625 South 10th Street. And then I think through the city of Manhattan, they have started on a program to build a new or add on to the recreation center and make a new recreation center at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. And construction is to begin in early 2018. That's a grant program that the city applied for. So that's, again, part of a master plan that the city and the Parks Department are working on to provide more indoor recreation space in our community. So the Thai restaurant is going to, a lot of people have asked what's happened to the old Taco Casa location at 1709 Fort Riley Boulevard, and the Beyond Thai restaurant is moving into that location. So that is actually under construction as we speak. Over, if we move to the northwest side of town, and over in the Grand Mere area, there's a lot of activity that people are seeing, a lot of construction going on there. And Bank of the Flint Hills is putting in its second location in Manhattan. They have an east side location, and now their home offices are in Wamego, but they've had an east side location on Highway 24 for a long time. But this is going to be over in Grand Mere. It's under construction at 2005 Clock Tower Place. And it also is going to have a coffee shop within their building, so that'll be exciting. Clubhouse Realty is adding a staging company, and they're going to be at 3810 Vanesta Drive. Hartford Hill, which is a new housing development. We've talked about this before, where they're going to build somewhere between 500 to 600 homes northwest of Grand Mere. And then there's a couple of other businesses that we don't have anybody or a tenant identified in, but a couple of other businesses are buildings are under construction over there. If we move to the east side of Manhattan over on Highway 24, Widget's Family Entertainment Center is under construction as we speak at 8232 Southport Drive. Fox Home Innovations LLC is going to be moving to a new location at XL Road and Highway 24, but they're not expected to open there till 2018. And if we come back to where Kmart used to be, there's a lot of construction that's happening there. There's our understanding is there's three stores that will be new to our market that are going in there in 2017. Again, people can see the construction, but Academy Sports and Outdoors, Home Goods, and Ross, all at 401 East Points Avenue.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It is about 9:19 now. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. I think we're maybe at a halfway point here when we talk about opening soon, and always enjoy hearing all the activity in the Manhattan area. 537-1350. If you have questions or comments for Lyle this morning, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Ask how ESP Financial's Kasasa Protect offers you ID theft protection and so much more. ESP Financial, a better way to bank.
KMAN is keeping